Number 15.
Welcome to These Fantastic Worlds, the SF and Fantasy short fiction podcast. This week's story is called Helm by Jake Jackson. After billions of years of slumber, the dragons that slept within the molten core of every star began to wake, loosened from their sleep by forbidden dreams of freedom, yearning for the taste of vengeance. As they heaved their vast eyelids, the dragons flexed their pre-eternal muscles, battling the gravity that had bound them into the stars. They hauled savage jaws that shuddered with torpor and raised their tongues to whisper along the horizon. As more dragons awoke, shaking the millennia from their limbs, the whispers susurrated into a rumbling crescendo, then gathered into a roar that hurled across the universe. Throughout the sweeping regions of space, suns began to die spectacularly, their silent final flames dispatched into dark labyrinths by the famished creatures of havoc. If the dragons could see as we do, they would notice the tallest mountain that peered back at them from the centre of the plain of breath and death. On top of the snow-covered peak, a small hut perched like the hawk that bore its master's name. Below it on the northern side was a cliff facing into the seas of endless night, and on the southern slopes a snaking path that led down to distant villages long populated by creatures who roamed in cycles of thousands of years. The necromancer, hooded and cloaked in the cold, stoked the paltry fire at his grate and cast incantations into the smoke. Accompanying him on the meagre chairs was a young man of some 30 years. Together they peered into the fire and tracked the images of disappearing suns far out to the edges of the cosmos. "It is time, Edric. We must do what we can, otherwise all is lost." "If you say so." Edric shuddered, his stomach churning with fear. The necromancer placed a bony hand on the shoulder of the younger man. "You knew this day might come." To himself he said, "Oh, why did it have to be this one, this pale boy?" "Doesn't make it any easier." Edric's head lolled disconsolately, and he scratched absently at the floor. He could not believe this mythic ending had come in his lifetime. "Have I not prepared you?" The necromancer looked at his companion through kindly eyes, then stood up, brushing flecks of soot from his arms. "Of course, just as you've prepared so many of my predecessors." Edric pushed himself from the rock, and together they stamped out the fire. "Well, always best to be ready." "You've never told me what happened to them." Edric nudged open the door of the hut. "No need, they all died peacefully in their sleep." The necromancer sighed. "I hope the same fate for you, of course." He stopped himself, aware that Edric's back had stiffened. "Do you not think I'm ready?" The slight young man swiveled round, his eyes narrowed and wary. "Oh, no, I'm certain you'll be fine. Nothing to worry about." The hooded one motioned Edric forward, pushed the door closed with his foot, and out they stepped to the edge of the cliff. Before them lay the gorgeous twilight, skies threaded with pinks and greys. "See the magnificence in our destruction." The distant skies broke with flashes of light that burst brightly, each dying swiftly, to be replaced by another and another. "I didn't imagine it would be so beautiful." "Well, once the universe stops growing outwards, the pull from the source becomes more apparent, and these lights, for every one, the edge of the universe tears, weakening the dark matter, making it more vulnerable. In this weakness of the universe, there is beauty too." "How long?" "Well, it will reach us in a few days, then start speeding up until it floods back into its source. Then there will be no universe, just a pinprick, a very dense pinprick." "And then what?" The wind battered at them. They'd reached the top of a series of stone steps that began just below the tip of the northern face of the cliff. "Well, it depends on who you are inclined to follow. the scientists, the believers, or the atheists. The necromancer ambled behind Edric as they wound their way down the long, tight, spiral staircase that descended out and around through the rock. "I suppose we must try to deal with it," Edric murmured, his steps feeling nervous and unsteady. "Indeed, we must." Over the next hour they fell to silence, sinking rapidly as the darkening skies flashed more frantically, lights exploding and falling, accelerating like a fearful heartbeat. "So, nearly there," the necromancer placed an encouraging hand onto Edric's shoulder. They walked down and down the steep, winding stairs, the land below beginning to rush up to them. "It's years since I was here." Edric allowed his fingers to trail across the rock face as he looked back up the long fall from the top. "Ah, you were very small, almost a baby." They reached the base, but the stairs continued, so they followed the steps down further. Eventually, as the land seemed to close across their heads, minerals embedded in the walls illuminating their passage, they came to a halt. "Here," the necromancer moved ahead of Edric. "We must be careful." "The tomb of the Emperor." Edric read the inscription above the ancient door that loomed from the eerie, dusty air. "Actually, it says Dragon Emperor." He tapped on the door. "Solid, but not impregnable to us, at least. Can you help me?" "Of course." Edric coughed, the dank air oozing into his lungs. Together they forced the necromancer's staff into the hole at the centre of the door, then shoved it forwards. The door shifted. "Place your right hand on the door, but help me pull with your left." The necromancer watched slyly and pushed his fingers into the gap. "Here, it's coming." Edric forced his fingers in too, and they pulled the stone portal back enough for them to slide through. "Okay." Edric was anxious. The light from the opening a few feet above their heads leaked in and fell across a simple stone plinth on which rested an ornate helmet. Its wings shimmered in the faint light and seemed emboldened. "You know what must be done." The necromancer rested on his staff and motioned Edric forward, sighing quietly to himself. Edric took a cautious step. The helm of the Dragon Emperor, used only once at the beginning of the universe, to restrain the dragons, to command them. "Indeed, something like that. I remember it being a little more complicated." The necromancer stamped his foot slightly. "Please, Your Majesty, place the helmet of your ancestors on your head. The universe can wait no longer." Edric reached forwards and lifted the helmet, its golden wings creating breathy sighs in the air. As he placed it onto his head, he shrieked. The sounds of the land creaked into his head like a chasm opening, and thousands of images rushed at him of dragons and darkness, coruscating light and burning, destruction, chaos. "I can see them, the stars. They're dying. I can feel it." His voice grew. "You have been patient indeed, necromancer." Edric's voice filled the cavern, seemed to wrestle with its confines, then burst open the tomb, blasting wide the land above. Tons of earth and rock shot into the air as Edric expanded, the helmet swinging like the head of a mad bull. Edric's eyes were now wild and blind, casting out. He roared. The mountain behind him shook, but still he grew, and his voice split into a thousand winds. He reared above the mountain and strained forward, raising his voice so high and so far that it could be heard across the universe. "So, we join again." His gigantic hands pummeled the air as he leapt up and strode forward, his colossal feet striking at the landscape of breath and death. And as he ran towards the horizon, his massive form expanding still, the universe shook with his motion. As his rhythm increased, as every pounding step found the death beat of the stars, soon the motion of the dying suns and the fervour of the Dragon Emperor became one. The necromancer crawled from the boulders of the wrecked tomb and covered his ears to the sound of the grim, determined laugh, the ancient battle cry of the Dragon Emperor that rang out across the billions of years, back to the birth of the universe. Welcome back, Lord. I didn't recognize you. The necromancer smiled as the vast figure of the Dragon Emperor vaulted from the plains and launched his fury at the waking dragons.
That's it for now. Thanks for listening. There's more information on this and other stories, plus loads of articles on Gothic, fantasy, SF, authors, art, movies, and more at thesefantasticworlds.com. See you next time. This podcast is available on iTunes, Stitcher, and soon many other podcasting services.